anxiety hacks, proven techniques, tools, and tips to calmness. Listen with therapist and author Kate Hudson-Hall as she chats with professionals who share with us excellent ways to calm your anxious behaviours. For more help to relieve your anxiety, check out her exceptional book, Anxiety Hacks, on Amazon.
Oh, hello, everybody, and welcome. My name is Kate Hudson-Hall. And before we begin, I just wanted to say that my Anxiety Hacks audiobook is out now. So it's very exciting. It's on all the major platforms, on Spotify and Audible and everywhere that you care to look, I suppose. Anyway, so I'm very excited today because we have a very special guest. And her name is Maria Yarkimchuk. Is that right, Maria?
Yeah, you nailed it. Perfect.
Jolly good, jolly good. And she is a certified transformational EFT, so emotional freedom technique coach, who specializes in helping mums heal from depression and anxiety without medication. With her unique coaching approach that blends EFT, tapping, also known as the tapping therapy, self-compassion work, and deep knowledge of maternal mental health, Maria helps mums break free from dysfunctional family patterns and eliminate shame and guilt. She teaches you how to do this in as little as 10 minutes a day. Goodness. Because all mums are so busy and have no time to waste on techniques that require special setup and lots of time. So join us here today for a powerful conversation on how to heal from anxiety and create a healthy and thriving family dynamic. So Maria, oh my gosh, thank you so much. One of my favorite topics is EFT.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kate. Yeah, I'm happy to discuss EFT because that is one of my favorite topics too.
Yay. So yes, it is. It's just such a fantastic therapy, I believe, to help people begin to, you know, to change behaviors and patterns.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have found it to be very powerful for myself. I have found it very powerful for my clients. And as I said, while, you know, you might be going through the deep healing, you might be doing it with a coach or maybe a therapist who doesn't, and, you know, that takes a chunk of time, you can then bring it home and do it as sort of like your own mindfulness technique or your reset technique. And it is fantastic for anxiety in a pinch. Like if you're maybe having a panic attack that's arising, or you're about to be in a setting that's bringing on a lot of anxiety, or for a mom, maybe you're really dysregulated and anxious from being with kids all day, you could literally calm your nervous system down in as little as 10 minutes of tapping. And you don't need anything except yourself, your body, and kind of a quiet corner to sit in to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so can you explain for the listeners about what emotional freedom technique is and how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you were saying in the introduction, it's called tapping, and it's called tapping for a reason, because it's exactly what you're doing. There are about 9 acupressure points that are around your head and kind of your upper body that you use, plus another 7 or 8 points on your hands that you would be using to tap. So all in all, it's about 20 points that you are using and tapping on with your fingers. And those points are on your meridians, if you're familiar with Eastern medicine. But the cool part is meridians aren't some nebulous woo-woo thing. They're actually our nervous system. That's all it is. It's the nerve endings on our nervous system. And that's how kind of acupressure works, and how EFT works, is that there's specific points that are responsible for certain parts of our body and attached to certain parts of our body. So the points that we use in an EFT sequence are just some of the more powerful points that connect our emotions. So that is why we use specifically those points and not like lots of other points all over the body. And it's an easy sequence to remember because it kind of goes top to bottom. It could be done with one hand or two hands. And yeah, it's super simple. You can do it. You can spend 5 minutes tapping, 10 minutes tapping, you can spend an hour tapping if you're doing some deep work. And you can learn it. You can watch YouTube videos to learn it for, you know, your own kind of everyday use. You could, you know, follow people like me and learn about them. You could do healing with people like me when you're ready for something deeper. It's very versatile and works so easily because it's, you know, you're using your body to access your emotions, which is what we call a somatic therapy. And what we're finding out now with research is that somatic therapy is probably one of the best ways for us to heal any sort of underlying traumas and calm our overactive nervous system, which is kind of what's happening with us with anxiety. Our nervous system is just overreacting. And whether it's, you know, we were born this way with a more sensitive system or some sort of trauma happened that has put our system in this kind of fight or flight mode. And EFT can help with either one of those underlying causes. So
yeah, and I think particularly in this day and age where we are right now, after all we've been through, because everybody's yes. anxiety seems to be so much more heightened recently since after COVID. But if you think what we have been through, you know, we were locked down and then the doors were open for a short time and then we were locked down again, and then they were open, and then we were allowed to venture out, and then, you know, then we've got the war in Ukraine, and then, you know, the cost of living crisis is just unbelievable. So no wonder so many people are so much more anxious than they ever were.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and all of those things that you described, they're all traumas, even if you don't think about them as a trauma, because I think sometimes when I talk about traumas, people are kind of like, oh, yeah, that's not me. I haven't had trauma. The truth is, every single one of us has had trauma. It might not have been like what we consider big T trauma, but we've all had little T traumas. But I think something like COVID has been a pretty big T trauma for everybody, because there was so much fear, so much uncertainty. Then you're right, people got locked down and then they got released, and yet they were still steeped in that fear. So of course your anxiety is just coming out of everywhere in you, and you're just trying to calm yourself down and live a normal life. The truth is, life post-COVID will never be like life pre-COVID. That, however, does not mean that you can't help your nervous system calm down a little bit and lead a fulfilling life, and actually kind of look at this trauma as, you know, an event that happened, a really bad event, but that it's not ruining the rest of your life.
Yeah. So, Maria, so somebody came to see you that was anxious. How would you take that forward with EFT?
Yeah, so we would sit down and, you know, talk about their anxiety. I kind of run my first session as take history, find out what is causing this anxiety. What have they been feeling? You know, where do they feel this anxiety in their body? When does it come on? So lots and lots of history before we start tapping. Then once I have a clear picture, then I'm going to pick something that we're going to tap on. If, you know, in that history, I was revealed like a specific event in the childhood that they can, you know, specify and say, I feel like my anxiety started then because maybe I went through some sort of an accident, incident that really changed my life. And so then we know that is the point that we're working on. If, you know, somebody doesn't remember what life was like without anxiety, they've just kind of always been more anxious, then we start broadly. We start broadly tapping on the anxiety as a whole. And when we sort of take off that top layer, then memories start coming up. Then maybe a specific event is going to come up of like, oh, well, I remember, you know, this in school happened, and that's when I felt really anxious. And so we'll tap on that event. And then once we clear that, another event might pop up or something else. Like it's, I find EFT really cool because it's sort of like detective work. You kind of have this like ball of yarn and you're pulling on the strings, and sometimes different strings come out and it might go in a different way than you expected. So it's very, the process is very unique to each person that I work with, because you never know what's actually underlying that top emotion. But all I can say to everybody is the top emotion that the person comes into me with is never the root problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what is fantastic about EFT is that, you know, it's not only working on you know, maybe mental problems that you have, you can also work on physical problems, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, And that was something I started paying more attention to while I was doing my program, and also kind of as I was learning more about somatic therapy. The reason why we know somatic therapy works so well is that we're now understanding that our body stores all of this information. Our nervous system stores all of this information, basically everything that has happened to us. So even if we consciously don't realize it, our body realizes it. And it gives us clues any way it can. So for some people, it might come out as more like a mental health disorder, like anxiety, like depression. Maybe, you know, you have experienced a trauma and you have PTSD. Oftentimes, though, all of those mental disorders are accompanied by physical either disorders or at least feelings. Like we know that for a lot of people with anxiety, they quite likely are also having digestive issues because of the gut-brain axis, right, that they're so connected. They might also be having headaches or migraines. All of those are attached because it's all kind of related to our nervous system and everything functions together. There might be other health issues that arise that you would never even think are emotional. Like sometimes, like, you know, I've had this where my shoulder hurts, right? And it feels like, okay, it's so physical, right? It can't possibly have an emotional root to it, and then I'll tap on it and it goes away. So clearly it is some sort of an emotion that is coming up physically for me, but you don't usually think about it. And another thing that I think is important to mention that people really should know is that autoimmune disease, we are finding out through research that all autoimmune disease has a deep childhood trauma or generational trauma underneath. There is very much a mental component to autoimmune. And one of the ways to heal from autoimmune is to address what's lying underneath. It might be a difficult and long process because autoimmune is so debilitating and so deep. But if you're not finding ways to heal it through, you know, taking medications, and we know there's very little that really helps with autoimmune, I would highly recommend anybody with autoimmune to consider addressing the emotional side of it and kind of see what happens.
Absolutely. I always remember I had, this was maybe 3 years, 4 years ago. I had a client that was coming to see me because he was suffering from cluster headaches, which is like a migraine, but more intense, isn't it, over a shorter period of time. And this one particular day, he came in at 9 o'clock in the morning and on a Monday morning, and he was really white, and all weekend he'd had a cluster headache. And you could see that he was still in pain, but it obviously wasn't as bad as it was. Anyway, this particular day I was teaching him the tapping. So he came in and sat down, and then I explained to him how we were going to do the tapping and what would happen. And then we went round and we did, even though we had spent some time working with other therapies like the weeks prior. But we spent some, so we did one round of tapping on the pain that he was having from these cluster headaches. And when we'd done that first round of tapping, he kind of afterwards, he sort of sat up and he went, "Oh my gosh." And then color came back into his face and he sat upright and he was in shock because the pain had gone from the cluster headache. So it was just the very first round that he did, even though we had done some work before, but he still was having the cluster headaches and he had had one. He was so surprised but I've had so many results like that with my clients on such a vast variety of different issues with EFT. So it's so powerful. And what's amazing is that once you've taught it to somebody, then they can take it away and then use it at home and, you know, and tap on any difficult feelings that may come up or spend, you know, I have some of my clients sitting for half an hour or an hour a day and working through specific areas that we've discussed and how they're going to tap on them and work through it. It's just such a an excellent tool to have in your pocket.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with it. I mean, I myself am a migraine sufferer, and my migraines went from being episodic to chronic after I had my second kid. And so I would spend about at least 20 to 25 days out of a month in pain, various degree of pain. And you can imagine with a baby and a toddler, it is almost impossible to function. So it was really, really difficult. And it wasn't until I started working with EFT on what might be underlying my migraines, was I able to shift it in any way, shape, or form. And once I started doing EFT, I think it took like a month, maybe two, and I went back to just having episodic migraines. So migraines that are not maybe as emotionally underlying, but are more kind of like my nervous system is pretty sensitive, so it just responds to other stimuli, but it's only a couple of times a month. And then I have some month when I don't have it anymore. I mean, nobody else with any other kind of avenue of healing or taking even medicine could really give me that before. So for me, yeah, it's an amazing tool for physical pain, because we actually don't understand how much stress and emotional kind of issues underlie a lot of our physical issues. And that if we address those, a lot of our physical issues just kind of dissipate and you don't have to have them anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always remember another, so Gary Craig developed emotional freedom technique in the 90s, didn't he? Yeah. And because I'm associated to his website, affiliated to it, so I get his newsletters. And I remember it was a few years ago, and there was an article about Gary Craig, and he was interviewing this woman. Now, she was in the States, and these sort of things happen, and nobody can explain them with EFT, which is really unbelievable, but you know, these are things that actually happened. And this woman, what happened was, so it's a video, and it will be on YouTube if anybody wanted to look it up. If you just put Gary Craig and anyway, a woman with breast cancer probably or something. Anyway, so she found a lump in her breast. So it's him interviewing her on Zoom, and she is explaining how she found a lump in her breast, and obviously, you know, went to see the doctor that day. The doctor examined her, found not only the lump, but two other lumps as well. So she said that she went home and she spent just over an hour tapping on, you know, the fear and everything else surrounding the fact that, you know, that they'd found these lumps. And she said, as she was doing the tapping, she said she wasn't a religious person. She only went to church once a year at Christmas time. But as she was doing rounds of tapping, she asked God for help. And then when she asked God for help, she felt this light come through her. And anyway, but she only tapped for just over an hour. And then the next day when she went for her mammogram, they couldn't find anything. So there are such a huge amount of stories like that of people's experience with EFT.
Yeah. I know, like, he has other videos of like other cancers and other really heavy diseases that, you know, we have no actual cure for in modern medicine, right? And I think that's sort of the trick with EFT, where I think sometimes to people it sounds almost unbelievable, because you could literally use it on anything. It doesn't, however, mean it's going to work for everybody. And I think that's where the trouble comes in, where now we're running studies on EFT, right? Like for like the psychological, for psychology to make it an evidence-based method, because we all in the science community, right, care so much about evidence-based. But I agree with you. When people ask me to explain EFT, like I can explain sort of the physical aspect of it. And it makes sense to me how it works with your nervous system, why acupressure points work. But you're right. But then there's sometimes these kind of healings, they're completely unexplained, because it's kind of like, how is me just tapping on my nervous system going to cure my cancer? But I think EFT does open up another avenue into spirituality that maybe you haven't had before, because you're kind of understanding, like, yes, it's a somatic technique, but it's also an energy technique. And we are so much more than our physical bodies. There is energy exchange. Our bodies are, there's energy bodies. There's so much that there's part of the reason why, you know, to heal somebody with EFT, I can just think about them and tap on myself for them, and it'll still work for them. I don't usually lead with that with people who are more kind of, you know, Western medicine oriented, because it kind of scares them. But you can do that. The same, you can do that for your kids if they don't want to be tapping, or for your loved ones who are in a serious health condition and they aren't able to tap on themselves. You could tap on them and you could get very far. But, you know, it's not like, you know, a drug that's been tested that we know, like, when you take it like this, it works like this. It works individually, because it all depends on us, how much resistance we have, in our bodies to this healing. And I think that's a surprising thing for people, because everybody who comes in to work with a coach or a therapist, I think genuinely believes that they're ready. But then when you start the healing, you realize a lot of people are not. And so we need to get rid of that resistance. And for people who, like that lady with breast cancer, she clearly let go of all of her resistance. And that's why it worked. But for somebody else who would still be resistant, it might not have had the same effects. It might not have basically cured breast cancer. So it's an art. It's not quite a science. There is a science aspect to it, but it's definitely an art, and it's very individual, dependent on how much healing you're going to be able to receive from it.
Yeah. And also children love it. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And it's absolutely fantastic to, you know, to teach it to kids, but then also for, you know, for parents to tap on kids, isn't it?
Yeah.
And over here in the UK, they were, well, before COVID, they were actually teaching the tapping techniques to the kids in schools.
Oh, that's so lovely.
I know. And then I think they ran out of government funding. But so there's plenty of room for improvement. So hopefully they will continue that sometime. But children just really love it and they benefit from it. And everybody should be tapping on their children, don't they? They say in the evening when they're going to sleep, when they want to try and keep you in the bedroom to chit chat. And then you just take their hand on tap on their from the meaty part of the karate chop point there on their hands. That's so beneficial when they're talking about their day and their problems and how they feel.
Yeah, absolutely. And easy, right? Again, easy technique. It doesn't have to take a long time. You don't even have to use all the points, which is kind of one of the things that while there are about 20 points you can use, you can choose which of those you're going to be using. Yeah, sometimes just the karate chop is enough. Sometimes, you know, if you want to be concealing what you're doing, just squeezing the fingernails is enough, right? And then squeezing the karate chop so people can't see that you're tapping, right? Other times when you're driving, you could just use one hand to tap. Like I do that all the time. Maybe I look funny to other drivers, right? But I'm calming myself down. Like it's great.
But the specific point for anxiety is the collarbone point.
Yeah, the collarbone point is very powerful there. But what I've found with tapping with people is that for everybody, the root cause is different. So a different point might be more powerful for each person, right? Because what's interesting is when the person kind of knows the sequence and they start tapping and then they get kind of stuck on the point. Then you sort of know that, okay, their root cause is lying on, you know, on this specific issue, whereas for somebody else, they might get stuck on a different point and it's a completely different issue for them. But yeah, for anxiety, I've found that collarbone and also middle of the chest sometimes can be really helpful because it's kind of like this power point where it brings up more power in ourselves. And sometimes pressing instead of tapping for anxiety really helps because then you're breathing.
Or rubbing it in a circle, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Something more calming, because tapping when you're anxious might be a little more too exciting for your nervous system and it needs to really downregulate. And so, yeah, pressing or rubbing might be better. And that's the other part about it. It's so forgiving, right? Like you can choose which points you do. You can, you know, tap it or just press it or rub it, you'll still get those benefits because it's still, you're working on your nervous system. You're still bringing your body into this conversation, which is what we really need. And that's how we heal, because this anxiety sits in our body. Can't really talk to it. There's a reason why we can't really heal anxiety with talk therapy, because it's not a conscious thing. It's not something related to AQ. It's not something related to anything. It's simply your body's nervous system, your primal system reacting to the environment. And sometimes it reacts very faultily based on the experiences we have had. And that's sort of what EFT works out. It works out that experience that made our system react in a faulty way. And then once we clear that out, it's almost like, okay, it's flowing again. We're fine. We don't even have to have anxiety, because anxiety is normal.
Yeah.
It's when it reaches a point when it's starting to ruin your life is when it's not normal. But we all need to be a little bit anxious, because absolutely, that's how we survived this far. Right?
Absolutely. So, Maria, do you work with clients online?
Yeah, I work with clients online only. I haven't done any in person, so it's very easy to connect with me from wherever you are. We do it basically over Zoom, like you and I are chatting right now. It's like a follow the leader style where, you know, I show the points that we're tapping on and I say the phrases and my client basically follows me. And then we have a conversation after tapping of like, well, what did that feel like? Did that bring the feeling down? Did it maybe bring something else up? Like, are you feeling something in your body? Things like that. So we do a lot of that. I also like to bring in some self-compassion exercises into my tapping as well, because a lot of the times what I found with a lot of clients who are either anxious or depressed, we have a very strong inner critic voice and we kind of need to replace that with a compassionate voice. And so while EFT sort of helps us clear out that sort of garbage underneath, then when we bring in the reframes and the also learning to cultivate your compassionate voice, it just makes the whole process a little bit more powerful. And also lasting effects, right? Because when I give my moms their self-compassion meditations, they're also very short and something that can be easily accessible to them in a moment of need.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. And so what is your website and how can people contact you?
Yeah, so my website is parentonboard.com and I have scheduling links there. You can reach me through there. You can also find me on Facebook, on Instagram, and on TikTok. And the handle is parentonboardcoaching. So those are pretty easy ways to contact me, check me out, see kind of what I'm doing, and then get in touch if you're interested in talking about it more, whether for a healing session or you'd like a little bit more of a hands-on session to how to learn to do it for yourself at home.
Oh, Maria, thank you so much. This has been such valuable information.
Thank you for having me, Kate. I'm really excited to have shared it with your listeners.
Yeah. So thank you so much. So much. So everybody get tapping now. So that's all for today's episode of Anxiety Hacks. And thank you to everybody for listening. And before we go, make sure that you subscribe to the podcast from wherever you're listening, on Apple, iTunes, or Spotify, or wherever it may be. So thank you to everybody for listening, and I look forward to chatting with you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Anxiety Hacks, the podcast. If you've been affected by anything discussed in this presentation and would like further information, please go to katehudson-hall.com. That's katehudson-hall.com.